To one side is the runway of one of the world's busiest international airports. To another side, a buzzing LA freeway. Overhead, a constant parade of landing planes. When you sit here, you're at a crossroads. For many restaurants, the appeal is in the location. For the Proud Bird, location is everything. It's what makes this place unique. It's what's caught the eye of visitors from around the world passing through LA, and it's the thing that has hooked the old-timers, the locals, the regulars who keep coming back for more. Since its beginnings in 1967, a diverse array of diners has paused at this busy intersection to have a meal.
You can walk around on the lawn, see the different aircraft.
It's like coming to your grandparents' house or something.
I call it a family holidays, place.
Holidays, special memories, birthdays of our children and our grandchildren.
It was on Valentine's Day and it was decked out with pink balloons everywhere.
On December 21st, after nearly 50 years of filet mignon dinners, champagne brunches, award banquets, and weddings, the Proud Bird will close its doors. Restaurant owners announced in September that the restaurant would close. Since then, the dining room has been filled with visitors making the pilgrimage back for one last meal.
I hope you enjoyed it today.
Had a great time. What a great spot here. I really am going to miss.
Thank you.
The public response to the news of the Proud Bird's closing has been so great that owner John Talachet pushed back the date of closing 1 month. But he says the amount of expensive repairs that need to be done on the property, combined with years of lease disputes, are making it impossible to keep the business running beyond the end of the year.
We decided that with the current condition of the place that it was best to go ahead and close it, even though that's not what we wanted to do.
Talachet owns more than 20 restaurants around the country, but the Proud Bird is special to him. His father, David, was an Army pilot during World War II. The Proud Bird was his vision. The restaurant, which sits on 8 acres of land, has a large lawn with several replica World War II airplanes. Inside, the walls are decked with photos and memorabilia from aviation history. For Talachet, the Proud Bird is the family business, his father's legacy. But the Proud Bird is many things to many people. It's the site of first dates, class reunions, family holidays. Talachet may be the owner, but many customers have come to feel it's their restaurant. Diane Savage was choked up when she paid the restaurant her final visit. She remembered meals with her grandchildren there and holidays with her late husband.
I'll always just remember the food, Ralph, our server, just the memories of why we came. And I'm a great picture taker. I had my girlfriend take some pictures of me by the fireplace, because that was the last place that my husband and I took pictures.
In addition to intimate family memories, some visitors remember the Proud Bird as a place of big social milestones. Clint Simmons is a member of the California Black Airmen's Association. He came out to a Board of Airport Commissioners meeting to voice his support for the restaurant. He says the Proud Bird has become deeply important in LA's black community.
The Proud Bird restaurant was the first restaurant that black and brown people could have an event of this size in the Los Angeles area.
While longtime customers are saddened by the closing of the restaurant, the people who may be most affected by the closure are not the diners, but the ones waiting the tables. The restaurant employs more than 100 people. Many of them have been on staff for decades. Anthony Guizzo has witnessed many changes in his 36 years working at the Proud Bird. Now the restaurant's closure will mean big changes for him.
I don't know if you know where the Buggy Whip is in Westchester. That was my night job, and they closed that a month ago. It's very sad, you know. Just have to dust off your resume and get out there.
Guizzo and his colleagues have served thousands of meals at the Proud Bird over the years. Now, over and over again, as loyal diners come back to pay their respects, they're saying goodbye, serving hundreds of last meals. Sitting still at the center of a busy global intersection, the restaurant has been a stopping point for generations of people. Soon, for all those who have passed through, the Proud Bird will be a memory.
I call it holidays. A family
birthday.
Birthdays of our children.
Around on the lawn, see the different aircraft.
It just feels like Thanksgiving.